Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalid. We know that if someone is a katan, he's not bar mitzvah yet, and that's a boy under 13, a girl under 12, he or she are not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But their parents have a mitzvah to be mechanech them, to train them. At what age? Well, it depends on the mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, it depends if the child is old enough to understand what we're telling him. If he understands about Shabbos, so then there's a mitzvah to make the child listen to Kiddush and Havdalah. If he knows how to put on the beged, he's chayiv and tzitzis. When it comes to a lois saseh, so it depends on the ability of the child to understand. No, we can't do it. It's Shabbos. No, we can't eat this. It's Pesach. Once the child understands that, then we're mechuyev to be mechanechem, even in a derabanan. It's Shabbos. We don't move muktzah on Shabbos. If he's old enough to understand it, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. When it comes to Yom Kippur, however, it looks like there's a different type of a shear here a little bit. The guidelines change somewhat. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Hatinoikos, in this case it means both little boys and little girls, ein ma'anin oisan, we don't keep food away from them, we don't cause them this discomfort, b'yom kippur, man yom kippur. The chiddush is, even if the child is old enough to be able to understand that it's asat eat on yom kippur, because it's so important for a child to eat, for him to grow healthy, the chachamim were meikel. Some rishonim hold, not only are we not obligated to keep the food away from them, but we're mechuyev to feed them, because it could be a sakana for a child if he doesn't eat. There's a shaila about the rechitza and the sicha. In the times of the Gemara, they used to wash and anoint the children every single day, smear them with oil and so on. It was considered part of their health. Today we don't do it every single day anyway. So there's a shaila about the issur rechitza for children. The one thing the paiskim do agree on is not wearing shoes, because that doesn't really hurt the child. So over there, once the child understands it's Yom Kippur, we're mechanechim in that inyan. If anything, the children kind of look forward to wear the Yom Kippur shoes. But as far as food goes, ein ma'anin oisim b'yom kippur. Aval. However, what we will do is, and this is how the Bat Tanura learns pshat in the Mishnah, mechanechin oisim, we are going to be mechanechim to wait a little bit. You're used to eating breakfast 4 hours into the day, we're going to feed him or her the fifth hour, or the sixth hour, according to the kayach of the child. And this is going to start a year or two before they're actually mechuyev to fast. Aval mechanchen oisim, but we try to be mechanch them lifnei shana, a year before their bar mitzvah, or a year before the girl's bas mitzvah, lifnei shnasayim, and maybe 2 years beforehand, if the child is stronger. And why do we do this? Bishvil shi regilim bar mitzvahs. You want them to get used to performing mitzvahs, even if it's not always so easy. So quickly, chazering over, in our Mishnah we learned, although when it comes to other mitzvahs, as soon as the child understands the concept, we teach him not to do it. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're a little bit more concerned, especially when it comes to eating. It shouldn't be a sakana for the child who needs to eat healthy, to grow up healthy. And therefore we learned that Tinoikos ein ma'anan oisim b'yom kippurim. However, we are mechanach them a year or two before they become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah to start eating later than usual. So they should be ragel b'mitzvahs.